Hello. Welcome back to another Nugget of Truth. Today we're going to be taking a look at the armor of God. The wonderful news is that God has not left us helpless and hopeless, but has given us weapons and armor to confront the devil and his attacks upon our minds. What putting on the armor of God and spiritual warfare, what it is not, it's not about empty actions that make us feel like makes us feel good or makes us feel like we're accomplishing something when in fact nothing has changed. Putting on the armor of God is not some spiritual ritual we do to protect ourselves against the devil. Listen, I've known individuals that put on the armor of God each morning. They recite the verses and they imagine putting on the breastplate and the helmet and the sword. Now, all that may be well-intentioned, but if they have to do it every day, then the question is, when did they take the armor off? You see, it's not just a ritual, but it is realizing that putting on the armor of God is about taking seriously all that Jesus has provided for you. He's provided his salvation, his security, his Holy Spirit, his word, the Bible. See, it's about becoming a warrior for Jesus. Now, a warrior understands training, discipline, hardship sometimes, sacrifice, but also victory. And we're called to be soldiers for the Lord. Now, the whole armor of God is explained very carefully beginning in Ephesians chapter 6. And in verse 10, the scriptures say, "Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Not your might, not your strength, but his strength. "And put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now remember, the wiles of the devil have to do with his lies, his schemes, and his ability to deceive. Verse 12 says, "For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood," important thing to remember, "but against principalities and powers." Some theologians believe that the word principalities and powers have to do with spiritual demonic leaders. But in any case, it says, "but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Then 13 says, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God." So you need it all, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. See, that evil day is when you come under attack by the enemy of our soul, when he begins to tempt you and to cause you to stumble and to fall. Now, you just can't choose the armor you like or you want. You need all of it, the whole armor of God, in order for the armor to be effective. So let's take a look at some of the armor that God has given us. Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth." Now, what does that mean? Well, it means to remind yourself of the truth of Jesus Christ. For instance, Jesus is God in the flesh. That's Philippians 2, 5 through 7. Jesus came to save. That's John 3, 17. "And there is no other way to the Father except through him." That's John 14, 6. And then the scripture says, "having put on the breastplate of righteousness." Righteousness has to do with doing what is right in God's eyes, not what's right in your eyes. It's learning to live by the spirit of the Ten Commandments, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. It is loving unconditionally all people because God has created them. And it's most often represented by the manifestation of the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we see in Galatians 5:22. And in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You see, when you have those things in your life, if those are part of your life, then you're already protected in terms of doing the right things, the breastplate of righteousness. Then verse 15 says, "and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." That simply means to be ready in season and out to present the testimony that Jesus has given you. Now, that testimony is about what he has done for you. He saved you, he healed you, and he restored you. He brought you into his family. Verse 16 says that we're to take the shield of faith, and with that shield, we're able to resist the darts of the enemy. But what is faith? Faith is seeing the invisible, the spiritual realm. You see, faith has to do with actions and not just words. Now, I know you know that already, but faith is believing what God has said in the Bible, even when we don't fully understand it. And if you'll do these things, you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Because we know that what that refers to are the lies and the temptations that the enemy will put before us. I want to remind you, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. And God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy 1:7. And if you'll do these things, if you'll allow these things to rise up in your life, you'll find that you'll become more bold for Jesus. Verse 17 says, and we're to take the helmet of salvation, always remembering that you were bought with a price and you are no longer your own. You're mindful of Galatians 2:20. And the Apostle Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Wow, isn't that powerful? But then as we go on with the armor of God, we talk about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the Word of God will stop the enemy of our souls in his tracks. Look at what happened in Luke chapter 4. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus responded with the scriptures from the Word of God. Then in Ephesians verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Now, that means that we pray not only with our minds, our understanding, but perhaps more importantly, in the Spirit. Now, I know some people have a problem with praying in the Spirit because I'm talking about praying in tongues. Understand that when we pray in tongues, we are allowing the Spirit of God to guide our prayers. Now, one thing for sure is that the Holy Spirit always prays perfectly for our needs because the Holy Spirit knows what to pray for. Let me remind you of Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses when we don't know how to pray properly. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27 says, now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, one of the greatest challenges in the church today is to distinguish between the spiritual struggle that we face with the social, personal, and even political struggles that we face in life every day. Some believers and even some groups become easily distracted with wrestling with human adversaries instead of warring against the invisible works of the devil in the spiritual realm. Now, in conclusion, I'm going to remind you of 2 Timothy, beginning in verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Here we go. Verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. In other words, you can't be a part-time Christian. Jesus gave it all for you. And Jesus expects all from you. God bless you this day. I hope this message helped you get a better understanding of the armor of God. And I want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more, you'd like to see more, I encourage you to go to my website, which is PastorVicksNuggets.com. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you the next time.